If our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him. In other words, you say, Lord, give me an opportunity to help somebody. Lord, give me an opportunity to live out this almsgiving. Lord, next time when holiday time comes, let me open up my house, not to my loved ones or my family. Forget them. They just come and eat me out every year with no gratitude. Let me find somebody that, you know, is not as fortunate as my people, because all of them got their own houses anyhow, and they need to stay home and repent, because all they're doing is bringing their sinfulness over here, and I'm sick of them. No, we ain't going to do that, because, you know, we want our families to tell us how, oh, you know, every year we come by here, and you, yeah, right, shut up. See, and that's why I have plenty of nothing. Because when folk come by, I told them this time when they came by, I said, eat all you want. Get on up, go to the refrigerator, get what you want. Don't ask my wife and me, just go ahead and get it and eat it and enjoy yourself. Some folk get up and go into another room in your house and you got CIA, FBI, and watch them. Watch them. What you got there that's valuable that you got to watch them? Only place I keep them out of, Charles, is my study. Watch them. In conclusion, if it is to secure within those who have a need of an example of what it means to be a Christian in an age when nobody cares anymore, I must put aside something besides the offering of the message of salvation. In other words, if I'm going to be beneficial towards someone, I've got to give them more than the message that Christ came to save them. There are those who have a need. I have to ask myself this question. Am I assisting others? Do I give as this biblical example before us in the person of Cornelius gives to meet the needs of the poor? Or am I that 20th century Christian that is so safe and satisfied with the goods that God has given me, with my security, with my relativism in terms of my lifestyle? Everything is for me, and if you're on hard times, I had to go through it. Now you have to go through it. Then what I'd like you to do is in your individual prayers, before you go to bed tonight, you say to the Lord, I've done the best that I could do. I've given what I could. I can't give anymore. I have emptied myself. I am fully a vessel at your beckoning. Then go to sleep and tell him, if I've lied, take me tonight. Ah, we won't pray like that. We don't want to die with that lie. We should end up tonight's prayer by saying, Lord, this message has moved me. I know John knows nothing about my financial accountability, but you do. Then you need to pray, show me, Lord, someone within the body, and maybe someone on my street, someone around my business that has a real need. And let me, as I assist them in meeting their need, bring glory to you, that I will live up to the expectations of what it means to handle with care. Let's pray. Search our hearts, Heavenly Father, demonstrating to us that we must do more. Not that we can, we must. Assist us to be that almsgiver that you have called us to be in the face of a world that does not and will not respond appropriately. And Heavenly Father, we ask that as you continue to bless this church, that we might retain that testimony that we have, that we love others enough to share what we have with them. If we ever come to the place where we do not see the necessity to do that, we are denying the faith. We would pray that you would give us each that heart to do that as we continue to face these issues in our family lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Well, now, do you think that you want to give more after hearing that? Do you want to help other people? Do you feel a sense of your Christian obligation? Do you understand what giving is all about now? Because if you don't understand how the Christian gives and why he gives and what giving is all about. And it has nothing to do with the percentage that you give, because I'm not talking about money. In the New Testament sense of things, we have never, ever been told by God anywhere to give any amount of anything. See, what I'm talking about in terms of benevolence, if you want to look at Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 2 in the New Testament, and you read about Cornelius, before this Italian centurion became a Christian and even heard of anything, he gave to the Jewish people out of a heart full of love and devotion to God, until Peter, one of the apostles of the Christian church, came and explained to him what Christianity was really about. What have you learned from listening to this message today? I'm Pastor John. Hey, it's just been a tremendous privilege for me to share this with you, and I pray that it has encouraged your heart. Giving. God bless you, and whatever you do, stay in tune. A blessed vote.